Hey guys, this is Brian Apodaca, co-creator of the Zombie Outlaw comic book. If you're going to be at WonderCon this year, please stop by the Zombie Outlaw booth in the small press area, SP01.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good morning. Welcome
good morning.
To another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy.
A very sleepy Adam Garza.
Yes, I'm fucking tired. What the fuck are we doing?
Well, we're trying something different. Very different.
This is very extremely different.
If you hear cars, we are actually parked in the middle of a freeway.
Yeah.
Trying to do the show in the car.
Yes. Welcome to Josiah's Studios.
Josiah's Studios on wheels.
On wheels. Yes, man. It feels odd.
It feels
like
a
not just
better.
Recording in the car, but like it feels odd. Like Sunday morning.
Sunday morning is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to be hearing that a lot. People yelling and screaming.
Shotgun blast.
Shoots, babies.
Birds, dogs, cars passing by. Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners why we're not recording in the car necessarily, but Sunday?
We're doing Sunday because we are busy men.
Yeah, dude.
We're very busy.
How was your week, dude?
My week was good. Garage sale yesterday.
How was that?
That was a piece of shit.
Clown cars again?
Dude, nobody... Okay, so all my sister's boyfriend stuff sold.
Okay.
And then my stuff, people came. Okay. And I needed a baby elephant to come by to pick up all my clothes.
So and no dice on the baby.
No, but everybody came in and looking at it like, oh, stupid.
Oh, shit.
It's like, no, fuck, you're the same size, son of a bitch.
50 cents, just take it.
No dice? You can make a fucking 10 out of it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Oh, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday, and...
Your dad's again?
At my dad's, okay. And then I went to Val's wife's, or fiance's... little birthday thing.
Cool. How was that?
That was fun. It was cool. It was all right.
How's
was...
Val doing? I was thinking about him the other day.
Val's doing all right. He's still fat.
Okay.
Ugly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's good.
He's good.
All right. Cool. All right, man. Fucking. I guess let's get to it. I had a busy week this week. Or last week, dude. Mondays, Tuesdays, softball again. I had a great week, dude. I've been hanging out, and the little time I have, I just, yeah. Partner in Crime has made it a pretty dope week, so.
Partner in Crime?
Yeah, just hanging out and fucking chilling on my downtime. And
did
reading.
You win any of those games?
No.
0-2?
Oh, okay, yeah, we won the first one.
Oh, nice.
We fucking destroyed 22-2 or 21-2. Second game on Tuesday, we got our asses kicked that bad.
Is there like a mercy rule?
There is 15 runs, and then they mercy you. But for the second league, it's a orange league, dude. When you start off a new league, they put all the teams together, and then they see who matches up with who, and then they'll bump the teams up or down to, like, you know, upper, lowers, whatever. It's my team that I haven't played with in a long time. Fuck, dude. It wasn't me being rusty, dude. I was playing left field. I wanted to play infield. And I made some great plays. And
nice.
Fucking, it was just, I was running, backing up my other homeboy who, yeah. Anyway, so it was rough, dude. Monday, though, I played shortstop and third, and I was fucking killing it, dude. I love infield. So anyways, nice. Fuck it, man. Let's get through this real quick, I guess.
Before we get towed.
All right, dude, this is going to be off of episode 85, Come Free. First shout out is going to be to losocreation.com. These are the guys that hooked us up with shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah, dude, and they put a picture on Instagram yesterday, and I had to take a picture and repost it on Facebook. Very cool of them, dude. Sun and Company. They're way cool guys. They're based in Santa Ana, guys. Loso Creations, we have a link up on our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. Go to them if you guys need anything, shirts, sweaters, hoodies, everything, dude.
Beans. Yeah, they're really cool cats, man. They got really coffee mugs, cards.
Yeah,
legit guys. Really appreciate them. We really look forward to working with these guys more in the future.
Yeah, very cool. And the cards, speaking of cards, we got our cards when?
We got our cards Friday.
Friday? I'm going to take a picture of that, dude. I like the cards, dude. The
cards look pretty pretty clean.
Pretty dope, dude.
Pretty
okay, dude.
Clean.
Yeah, thanks a lot. LosoCreation.com. First one's going to be Jester Lokes. At Comic Syndicate 1, at Member the Beaner, at For the Villain, where is the podcast at? So I guess this was Monday. I got to work in the morning, homie. LOL. Straight up lagging. Hashtag.
We usually record on Tuesdays, though.
That's what I told him. I'm like, dude, you know, we're recording a day early here, homie.
Yeah, like, straight up doing work.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no shit. Especially with our schedule, dude. I told you this is probably going to be the last episode of Comic Syndicate since we're recording in my car.
Yes, yes.
And I'm thinking about getting a second job.
Yes, you did mention a second job, and I'm just trying to figure out how many more days in the week can we do this.
I don't know, man. I will figure something out. Or this is the last episode, probably, dude. All right, dude. He continues. He says, and he sent this one cool fucking picture. He says, I'm just saying, ladies, LOL. Hashtag real talk. Hashtag hump day. How about that for news? Haha. And he sends a picture. It's a silhouette of a woman sucking off a guy, and it reads, a blowjob a day keeps a side bitch away. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Very, very nice. Gesture.
I know, right?
Very classy.
It was dope, dude.
Very classy.
Next one's going to be at Comical Podcast 2. Our boy, Miguel Garza, he hits us up and says, thanks for the love to me and my boy at HackerMan60 and at Comical Podcast. And then he hits us back up again and says, so I have almost finished the episode. I am not a brony. No horse for me, you bastards.
Wait
LOL.
A minute. You even have a whole comic book of a brony, right?
This is very true, dude.
I've seen those.
I've seen it, too. I've read those. They're pretty cool.
It's okay. Come out of the stall.
Next one's going to be from Lupa at Dream Crusher. She says, shit, good thing it only shows the purchases. I swear I only buy books. At Comic Syndicate 1, episode 85, Come Free at Mem the Beanrat for the Villain. She gets back to us and says, the dude forgot to stir. Hashtag coffee meat. Hashtag creaming, thick, and sticky. And I love creamer in my coffee.
I bet you do, Loops. I bet you do. But thank you again, Loops, for buying stuff for the Amazon Associates.
And I believe Jester has bought shit on Amazon as well, dude.
Thank you, Jester. If you go on our websites, it's right there. It's Amazon Associates. And we have our...
link.
We have our links up, and then we have Audible on there,
yes,
too.
Yes. And speaking of, dude, Lupe also hit us up and said something like, it's easier if we had the Amazon link.
I'll try to fix it.
Yeah, I think so. That way people can see it right off the bat. I like the way you have it now with, like, the Spider-Man fucking picture, but it might be easier, user-friendly if we put it back up, the Amazon and Audible. We'll work that out.
I'll work it out.
She hits us back up, though, and says, here she says, I finally heard the second half of episode 85, Come Free. So everyone just listens to the first half and then they get back
That's
to it.
That's pretty...
She says, hashtag Come Free. Guys rocked it. Hashtag comics at Comic Syndicate 1 at Mem the Beaner at Mr. Four the Villain has a mouth, LOL. Hashtag 5 and 6. So 5 and 6 means my 5 comics in 5 minutes. Turned out 5 comic reviews in 6 minutes.
We can always count on Loops to... I really appreciate you because, like, she pointed out that...
Yeah.
There's some kind of misspelling on the comical one? On the comical one?
Yes. I believe we had our old link up for the comicsyndicate.podbean.com was one of them.
I'm going to have to get the password there because I don't know how to use that one.
Yeah, and I like Lupa the feedback we gave. So I asked her, dude, okay, well, I don't want to listen to us. How long was my 5 and 5? She says 6 minutes and 3 seconds.
She can always tell us the truth and make us feel like shit. I appreciate
it's a good thing.
No,
we
I really do.
Fuck,
I really
dude.
Do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Next one's gonna be at ThunderShock77. I haven't heard from Jesse in a long time. He says at GLNDO at BuzzFeed. Thanks to at Comics and Get One for posting this on Facebook. And I had posted something up. 55 things only 80s boys can understand. Man. And it's a list of like fucking. Cool shit we used to have,
in
you know,
growing up.
Yeah, like the Transformers and the Thunderhawks, all those, or Thundercats and Silverhawks, all that shit, dude. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. And I asked him, you're going to be at WonderCon. He's like, yeah, dude, let's hook up. So
Sweet. We'll
chill with him, dude. So anyone who's going to be at WonderCon next week, this week. Holy shit, Friday. Wow.
Friday. Thursday, we got our tickets.
Yes,
Friday
Saturday,
Sunday,
we are going to... Wow, we work a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Next one's going to be at Comical Podcast. Justin, our boy, he says, at For the Villain, I cracked up at the quote unquote not you comment and again at the horse comment. Also, I agree with Adam. Never waste a pizza. Hashtag fat guys.
Never waste pizza. You get punches and kicks to the face.
This one was funny. And I don't listen to us. So he goes, the not you. And I'm like, oh, the white people comment I made. I'm like, fucking white people. And I think I said, oh, not you, Justin.
Not you, Justin.
Because we love you.
You're
homie.
Mexican.
Yeah, you're pretty much Mexican, homie. next one's going to be at One of Your Bad Girls. Spoonful of Vagina. Pube Free, Keeping It Real at Comic Syndicate 1. At Paul T. Stevenson at Comic Syndicate 1. At Memphis Beaner at For the Villain. She sent a picture of herself, dude, Lisa.
And,
that would be nice.
Oh, okay.
But she was eating yogurt. And I guess she made reference to the vag
Oh, man. So it's a thing now.
It's a thing. Well, yeah, people are talking about
it. I'm going to be seeing 7-Eleven fucking slushies.
I still want to taste, man.
Jesus Christ.
If you're hot. Next one's going to be.
If you're hot. You think it's going to make it better?
Kind of. Well, at least, what
if she's not hot? But she's very groomed and she takes care of her body.
You know what, dude? Okay, if it's a pretty fucking vagina, then yeah. Okay. All right, it sounds terrible, but if it's groomed...
What about her diet? You know, maybe that affects the...
It does,
the
though.
Vagina. Like, if she eats a lot of strawberries, we're going to get a strawberry-flavored vagina juice.
Yeah, I'm down with that, dude.
All right. I mean, ladies, let us know if you...
That sounds terrible.
I don't want to find any kind of hair in my yogurt.
Next one's going to be at Spectre_Vision. I need at Comic Syndicate 1 to know I have been listening to the pods, just haven't been commenting. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, see you later, buddy.
And he says, hey, you guys should at app Meerkat the 100th episode.
Meerkat.
So that's a new app where you can actually stream live.
Okay, well, I'll look into that for sure.
We can do that.
Thanks, buddy.
Last one's going to be at HackerMan60. He says, this is Miguel's son, dude. Hey, guys. Heard you guys gave me a shout-out. Appreciate it. Haven't listened to the episode yet, but I will soon. So thanks a lot.
Be careful there.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
Miguel?
Yeah, no.
Censor.
I know. Next one's going to be off of Instagram messages. I put this up. And then at CL_Sadie says, did I get a shout-out this week? And I mentioned like how he actually did and to let us know how he feels about our idea for the 100th episode, meaning to him, for Sergio to come back on so he can record. He's like, I'm done with wrestling now, so I'm in whenever, dude.
Okay.
So that's one person in.
We can have him in the back. And then we'll just put the mic right in the middle on the cuff holder.
This is
all
very
four
cute.
Of us in a car. We should do it driving.
That would be. We could probably pull
that.
That
would be pretty fucking sick.
All right, we can try that, dude. That one's definitely gonna be our last episode. We're gonna crash. I'm gonna crash.
We're gonna do Chris Walker status, dude.
Paul Walker.
Jesus Christ.
Next one. Last one's gonna be Gilbert Carolla on Facebook. Says, "What you think?" Sends a picture of Jason Lee back as Brody on Mallrats 2. And I said, "I'm stoked, and it would be cool if he could get Batman himself, Ben Affleck." And then he says, hashtag Ben Affleck looked really big on that Jimmy Kimmel Patriots ball scandal skit. Let's wait and see. And then he says, new subject, officially bringing back X-Files for 6 episodes. F, yes. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure Ben Affleck will be in the Mallrats.
I think so.
He owes fucking Kevin Smith big.
Yeah, for sure. No shit, dude.
If it wasn't for Kevin Smith, he'll still be fucking.
This is very true.
Working at the mall.
Yeah, he was. What the fuck was he doing? Anyways, fuck it. All right, dude. We have a lot of what the fuck news. We need to kill this first half soon, so let's get through some.
Let's do it.
Sex facts, dude. So far, that was a smooth fucking transition.
Smooth. We haven't any fucking car accidents in front of us.
Not yet. We're little kids running through the streets yet. All right, so this is gonna be an email, dude. Listener email that we received a while back, dude. This is Lisa. She says, at Comics and Get. First off, I would like to say again that I really enjoy your show. I look forward to it every week. This email is based off of episode 76, Ménage à Moi.
Okay,
so she says, Adam asked Joe if he would be mad if he woke up in the middle of the night and could hear nothing but rubbing. And Joe said, no, I would take her panties off her and go down on her and help her out. Do you remember this? You'll remember this.
Okay.
And then she goes, do you men want to know why some ladies do this? So bang one out. It is because they want to have sex but does not want to wake the man up. In my opinion and experience, wake him up. It's well worth it. So I agree with that.
Sometimes.
Head in the middle of the night is fucking fun. And even eating a girl out in the middle of the night, waking her up like that is good.
In this heat?
Okay, not in the heat. In the middle of the night, if it's cool.
All right. I mean, if my girl wakes me up, I'm going to be like.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, get off of it. Leave it alone. We're sleeping.
We're totally different.
We're sleeping.
All right. She says, while you guys read the Sex Talk article, 13 Reasons Every Woman Should Masturbate Regularly, you said that you want to know why us ladies thought of this article. So here you go. Okay. Number one, what makes you happier? We know that pleasure makes people feel good. It's really, really simple. Orgasms release the endorphins, dopamine, and oxytocin, which can improve your mood and create a natural high. And she says, Adam is right. Don't do drugs. If you do it right, ladies, you can feel the high.
Yes.
Okay, so I back that up, yeah. Number two, you become more comfortable with your body. And she says, for the ladies that have never self-pleasured, it's time to go buy a toy. The toy will teach you what to do and where to put your fingers, and that makes you feel really good.
So they have like a little diagram? Like a little, like when you buy a dildo or you buy like one of those rubber things, they show you where to put it?
Not necessarily, dude, because it differs from woman to woman, dude. Like the clit or even the deep penetration or sides of the vaginal walls that, you know. I mean, each woman has that particular spot that gets them off more.
Okay.
So I mean,
where do we buy this? Was how many you can buy these books on
guys,
Amazon?
You can. I will be Amen. Writing this book soon, so
you should write a book like that.
I probably should.
Draw some vaginas and penises.
I know. I have no time for it.
Big old fucking arrow in here. Yeah, no, not right. in
put,
here.
Put tongue here. Number three, it can improve your sex life. And she says, Adam said, how many spots can you touch? And she says, oh, here you go. There's the main spot. Joe said each one has a spot, and it's not the same for all women. So there you go. Right. Okay. And then she said, oh, here you go. He is right because mine is to the right. Mine is to the right, and some other woman could be on the right, but higher or lower than mine. So there you go.
Okay.
Joe says some women like their tummy pushed down. Now you had me thinking, Joe, because I have never heard of that one before. So ladies, here is something you can now play with that a man just taught. Oh, sweet, dude.
We are teachers.
Yes.
Oh, actually, Joe's a teacher. I'm still a student.
Why, thank you. A man that you have never had sex with. Okay, next time you masturbate, push down on your tummy. Try it. I did. You just might like it. Interesting. So she did try it. Awesome.
So push down on the belly?
Yeah, so right on their tummy, right where below their belly button.
Okay.
Like if you slightly push it down, for some reason, it gives them... more pleasure while you're banging them. Yeah.
I
normally push down slightly and I'm licking the clit and I'm fucking banging them. So I love eating.
Do your hand ever get tired? Like your
my tongue and jaw.
Your tongue?
I like being down
gets,
yeah, though.
I get a pain in my arm, neck. And I'm like, please come.
Oh, I know, right? Please. Well, I like, yeah, I'm always asking them to come to. Anyway, she continues, to all of you men out there, also licking the clit is important as well. Women have a spot they like there as well. It's much smaller, it's much smaller spot, but we have a spot that we like. Joe also said, hello again. Joe also said he was a terrible lover. Joe, you are not a terrible lover. You just know what to do and try to make her feel good and get her to come. So I've never had sex with Lisa, but thank you.
That's awesome. I mean, you gotta find the little man in the canoe, you know? You gotta...
Kind of, yeah, actually, pretty much.
Gotta find him.
Yeah. Number four, it helps you sleep. She says, like you guys said, if she won't... Yeah. If she won't sleep, bang her. I agree with you guys. If your girl won't shut up and go to sleep, then bang her. And then she will go to sleep. If she is one to stay still... still lay there and talk, then make her ride you till she can't ride no more. Then she will be tired and go to sleep after.
I love Lisa, dude.
Work that bitch. Me, on the other hand, pass right out no matter what. Okay, Lisa, thank you. These are all awesome facts. We're halfway through the list.
Wow.
Number five, it's a great way to release sexual tension.
It is.
Okay, yes. She says, I cannot comment on this one because if I choose not to have sex, it's for a good reason, and therefore the next best thing is fingers and toys. I've never hit a dry spell, so I really can't comment on that one either.
Right.
I've hit dry spells before. They suck, dude.
Yeah, but you just can't come?
Yeah, and it's sexual tension sucks.
And it's just like, it's awkward.
The build-up, everything just kind of sucks, dude.
I'm right now looking at the windshield, and I see the three-legged dog that's not supposed to be out here.
That's your dog?
I think so. I'm going to say no since anyone's
okay,
listening.
No. Awesome. Number six, masturbating can ease body aches and menstrual pain. She says, ladies, don't use it. It's a mess for an excuse. Go out and buy a detachable shower head with lots of water flow option. You can also get a waterproof toy that you can have real fun with in the shower, and then there is no mess. Awesome.
Yeah, so, that's the best too. There's no mess.
Exactly, dude.
Wash away your sins.
I like that. Wash away your sins, dude.
Just wash it away.
# wash away. All right, dude. Actually, wash away. All right, if you need written out instructions, contact me. I will write out how to do it, but I hope you can figure it out. LMFAO. Okay, so Lisa's fucking on a tear here.
Isn't that the fun part, though? Like, figuring it out?
Yeah, it is, though.
Until your arm fucking goes numb and you're like, you're doing something wrong. And
yeah,
you know, you're doing it and it's like, okay.
You're almost there. You're
not,
on the right track.
She's not moaning anymore.
Yeah.
I need to change speed.
You need to change it up, yeah. Pressure, whatever.
Pressure. It can't go too hard. Because then it goes numb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I agree, dude. She says it's
like
not
a fucking puzzle.
It kind of is sometimes. It depends, especially new woman, new lovers. Yeah.
I feel like Indiana Jones and shit. Dude. Jesus.
Awesome, dude. It is not really that hard. Side note, for all you ladies that get headaches while menstruating, just masturbate. It will help and stop using headaches for an excuse to get out of having sex with your man. Side note, for you men, sex can help headaches on some ladies. So this is a woman talking now about, you know, if you women fucking complain about headaches, bang one out because it helps relieve the fucking headache tension.
Interesting.
So ladies, fucking bang your guys more.
Yes.
Number seven, it relieves stress. She says, true, try it sometime. Take it out on your pussy and you will feel all better.
God.
Number 8, masturbation helps your body stay sexual even when you're not having sex. She says, I have not had sex in a while and still think about sex all the time. So do I. Probably more than a female should, but also, but maybe masturbating as much as I do is why I think about sex all the time.
How many times do you masturbate, Lisa?
That's a good question. Send me pictures, please. Let me know.
How many times a day?
Number 9, there are tons of cool gadgets that can help you masturbate. And she says, ladies, vibrators will be your best friend. I promise you this. If you don't want to walk into a porn shop, then order one online. Google will be your best friend for this. And Amazon has everything a porn shop has, by the way. Okay, so
Do you like going to those shops?
Have I ever? Yeah, I have. Yeah. Sex shops, yeah.
I remember when I was like maybe out of high school.
Yeah,
and we didn't have internet like we have now. So if you wanted a porno, I tell you a story. Like,
go for it.
You go to the porno store, not the porno store, but actually a video store by
yes,
my house.
Yes.
And I go back there, and the videos are huge.
Right? Yes,
they're fucking giant boxes.
Well, we had VHS back then.
VHS was right.
DVDs
like I'm like, I get one. And I try to hide it behind like a regular DVD.
Oh,
right?
That's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
It's
right?
It's huge, dude.
So I hand her the fucking the pornos. She was pretty hot too, right?
Okay, nice.
And then she looks at it, and then she goes, "You see the number on the porno?"
Yeah.
What you do is you just write it down in the room.
Idiot.
And you put the movie in the box. Please don't
pull out the video.
There's three kids behind you looking at ass for days or something, dude. Something like that. Some
ass
weird
for
name,
days, dude.
Jesus Christ.
This
is not a family store, man.
Awesome, dude.
You got more pornos in there than you got fucking kids' movies. So shut the fuck up.
Did you go to a porn shop or an actual like
No, movie? it was a video store. Like a home, like you just go rent videos.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. I love that story, man. Okay, so Lisa says, if you guys are too timid or shy to walk into a sex shop, go to Amazon. And if you guys are going to jump on Amazon, go to thecomicsnicket.com. We have our amazon.com link and purchase a grip load of fucking toys. Send that shit.
Yes.
But help our cause.
We were going to plug Amazon at least 10 more times before this episode's over.
Give us 10 more minutes, dude. Number 10, if you're in a relationship, it's a great way to mix things up and keep you coming back for more. She says, ladies, don't be shy about masturbating in front of your man. Have him masturbate in front of you while you masturbate in front of him. Have you ever done that before?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of kinky. It's kind of sexy.
It's kind of the first time was kind of awkward.
It is. It is, because I feel odd jerking off in front of a girl, but if she gets off to it, I'm going to be jerking off galore.
Yeah, there it is.
Be like, put on the goggles because it's gonna.
Well, it's
messy.
A good pregame if you're not gonna have sex. You're just gonna like rub her out.
Yeah.
And she'll give you head, and then she just gets juiced out.
Yeah, and you also get to see where she's rubbing herself and what she likes, which is good. So there you go. Then have some crazy sex after and let him finish in or on you. There are many ways to make masturbating fun with your man and exciting. Lisa, thank you. Number 11, multiple orgasms. She says, okay, ladies, don't stop at one. Keep it going. If you think it's not possible, it is. All you have to do is try. Excuse me. Go from masturbating in your bedroom until you got off, then hop into the shower and use that famous shower head, or just move around the house to different surfaces, the couch, countertop, coffee table, the kitchen table. Also, put yourself in different positions as well. You got to keep it fun for yourself, just like you do for a man.
Man, how many shower heads does she have?
I don't know. I want to see all these.
This is for Monday.
Number 12, there are no downsides to it. She says, like Adam and Joe said, if a girl jerks a man off too hard or if it's too dry, it hurts. Ladies, come on now. Use your mouth to lube him up.
Yes.
It's that easy.
Please. This should be like a service on commercials on TV.
I know, right? Public service announcements.
Keep his D wet.
There you go, dude. Number 13, it feels fucking amazing. No explanation needed. And she says, I agree.
Nice.
So very cool. Lisa, dude, thank you so much, dude.
Wow.
That was in the email we received after we recorded that, maybe two episodes after that. And I've had it on the back burner for a while. I figured might as well bust it out now.
Thank you, Lisa.
We got nothing else to lose. We're recording in a car.
I mean, it can't get any worse, right?
This is very true. Hold on, there's a drive-by going down right
Jesus.
Now. Last one's going to be nothing but sex facts today, dude.
Cool.
This is going to be a quick one, dude. This is Cosmo's Female Orgasm Survey. It tells you everything you need to know. So this is a new survey suggests that the orgasm gap is very, very real. Cosmopolitan surveyed over 2,300 women aged 18 to 40 in an online poll about the female orgasm, and the results were eye-opening. The majority of respondents, 67%, said they have faked an orgasm with a partner, and 72% have been with a partner who climaxed but didn't attempt to help them orgasm. Women also reported that their partners orgasmed 95% of the time.
Wow.
Okay.
You ever been with a girl that faked? Can you tell if a girl faked on you?
You know what, dude? I pay attention to those minute fucking details, and I can tell when they're faking it, like when they're just over it, and it puts me out of the fucking mood.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think my girl's done it.
She's so
kind of thought,
they've all done it.
But then it's like, if they're over, like they just do it right there. But no, she goes for the whole run, dude.
That's cool.
So dude. Like, I'm like, I wonder if she's faking it. But if she was faking it, she had already come already.
Yeah.
But no, it's 20 minutes later, and I'm still down here.
There you go.
So just for real.
Nice, dude. This disparity is in who's getting off shows that in the year 2015, so this is a new survey, guys. We've read one like this last year. This is 2015 now. Women's pleasure still isn't a priority. Fuck no. I totally love getting women off. Even more striking is the fact that many women presumably find it easier to fake it than figure out with their partners what gets them off, or to be honest about ending a sexual encounter sans orgasms. Exactly what we were talking about. And even what Lisa even spoke about prior email. After all, there's a lot more to sex than the big O. 27% of women who faked it said they did to end sex more quickly, quote unquote. So there you go.
Wow.
They just want to end it. Knowing that...
Peace out.
Knowing that they wouldn't orgasm anyway, while 28% said they faked an orgasm to make their partner feel good or spare their partner's feelings. So
that's okay.
Why they do it.
That's okay. I like that. that's justifiable.
Okay. Okay, no. I like getting women to come, but don't fake it. I think I can do a good job, but it doesn't make me feel any better.
Well, sometimes you've got to, like...
Although just coming feels good.
Just pull out, give a little, get
gonna go down
a little
on
bit
again.
Of breathing.
Yeah,
room,
yeah.
And then just go back at it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Or fucking give me more head.
Yeah.
I mean, back it's a two-way street, right?
I mean, sometimes when they start moaning, you're like, yeah. You know, you feel like you're like right at that race.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's gonna,
and then
I'm gonna get it.
Drops
and then it
off.
Drops off. Yeah. It's like, what's going on here?
I know. Yeah.
You
it's
moved.
Happened.
You moved.
I know. You were licking too hard, or yeah, you moved a centimeter to your left. You should have stayed. It's like, fuck you. It happens though. It's not all bad news though. A May 2014 study found that some women may fake orgasms to enhance their own sexual experiences. I've never heard of that one before.
No.
So they fake it to get off on their own? Like, I
don't know.
Why? It doesn't make sense. Whatever a woman's reason for faking it, the fact remains that straight women are orgasming less often than their male partners, something that hasn't changed in decades. Hmm. So here we go now. This is the survey. She says, okay, the orgasm gap. It says 57% of women have orgasms most or every time they have sex with a partner. So that more than
That's
half.
A good number.
That's not bad, dude.
I mean, this gives me hope.
There you go. Yeah. So literally half of the women out there come.
Okay.
While 95% say their partner orgasms most or every time. So 95% of men come.
Yes.
This is very true.
You know, it's different though. It's like we're talking about how like women's like vaginas and like you have to do this, you have to do that.
Yeah.
You ever have a problem with like if a girl jerks you off a different way?
Kind of.
Like if they go, if they
upside down motion. Yeah.
And does your dick like react different to it?
I like getting jerked off. I prefer blowjobs, but even blowjobs, like them sucking or just different rhythms or different motions.
Yeah, I have problems with that. Like they have to like it has to be a certain way or my dick doesn't react. Like
no shit. Yeah,
my dick's a diva. my D is fucking a diva. He's like, no. No, what kind of cream did you put on your hands?
Is that Jergens? No. We want eyeglass shit up in here.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yo, man, dude, that's awesome.
What's going on here?
Oh, my God. I love it, dude. Okay, very good to know about your cock, man. Nice, dude. When you don't orgasm with a partner, what are the most common obstacles? 50% of women said, I feel like I'm almost there, but can't quite get over the edge. So half of the women say that. 38% say they can't come because they don't, because it's not enough clitoral stimulation. So with the clit more.
Play with the clit. Like, guys, like, don't, sometimes it's fun to, like, try different things. But like this, like they can't get over that hump. Mm. Just stick to what works.
Yeah, you go.
Just to get her off.
Get her going. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you try. Oh, you know what? When she's coming, then you try different things because everything you do is gonna make her come even more.
By that point, yeah, dude. Or I even like going down on a woman to the point. Peace out. Going down on a woman where she comes and like when she comes and I, you know, I like the taste of cum, so I'm still eating them out while they're coming.
Really?
And
what like, are your squirters?
I fucking don't mind. I like
fucking. Have you been with squirters?
Yeah.
I've never been with squirters. Like, what is fucking. Like a water fountain.
Ooh, no, my chin gets the most of it, but I will lick them dry and then go back. I will still go to work and then, by work, I mean eating pussy. So I'll still keep at it, and then I love, like, when they're gonna climax again and, like, they have to, like, push me away like
yeah, shit.
Like that's yeah fun. I like that for some reason. It's like I'll show you. 35% of women say not the right kind of clitoral stimulation for my partner. So either they're not getting enough clitoral stimulation or it's just bad clitoral stimulation they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three, I'm sorry, 32% say I'm too in my own head or focused on how I look. So that's a thing, I guess. That's why they can't get off.
Then you get over that.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, I guess.
I guess if you're with your partner long enough, you don't even care anymore.
That's true, that's true.
Lights off, guys.
78% of women say they believe their partner cares whether they orgasm. 78% of women say they believe their partner cares whether they orgasm. I do too, dude. Okay, so we're good lovers then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's. I mean, I think, I mean, if she doesn't, then you feel kind of like, fuck. I'm not like I did.
You know, do a good job. I even if I come before, I normally like having the women come before I do.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah, yeah, and then that way they can get me off too, and I just, you know, it's a two-way street again, dude. I like getting women to come just like it's good for us to come too.
Yeah.
So we're good lovers then.
Yeah, we are.
72% said they've had a partner climax but not attempt to help them finish. So again, that's us. We are the givers. So 72% of men just want to come and bail. That makes perfect sense though.
Damn, dickheads. Literally,
Faking it. Have you ever faked an orgasm? 33, and we've went over this before. Yeah. 33% of women say no. 67% of women say yes.
I believe that. I believe that number.
Yeah. Again, has a woman faked it with me? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's so. Like, what?
It takes me out of it.
Get this guy off of me. Why is he in me?
Yeah, I guess, right? Why did you fake it? 28% say to make my partner feel good or spare my partner's feelings. It's a cop out, I think. 27% say to end sex more quickly because I knew I wasn't going to orgasm anyways.
Yeah, so when they wake up from the roofie,
from the roof,
fuck this, who's in me?
42% say both, 3% say other. So whatever the other reason might be.
Okay.
The story of the O's. How do most of your orgasms happen? 39% say masturbating with a hand or a sex toy. 39%.
Okay.
Vaginal intercourse plus clitoral stimulation, 20%.
Wow.
Vaginal intercourse, no clitoral stimulation, 15%. Interesting.
The O face.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Face.
Office Space.
Office Space, yeah, dude. Number, 12% say oral sex on me.
Wow.
Okay. 9% say partner using his or her hand. 9%. Okay. 2% says partners using a sex toy on me. 3% say other. So whatever that might be to get on.
Nice.
We're almost done with this article. How old were you when you first, or when you had your first orgasm? Interesting, dude. Check out the numbers on these. 9.5% say younger than 11.
Wow.
As a guy, I want to say, I think I came about 11 years old.
You know what? I used to work with kids in like the kindergartens. Mm. We would have to stop them.
No shit.
From guy.
Banging one out?
No, like they would go on the bars and they would just start, the girls would just start like riding the bar.
No
yeah,
shit.
Like literally, like, hey.
Wow.
And then you can't really tell them to stop, like, because then it's like.
It makes them feel awkward.
Awkward. And so it's like kind of like, oh, come play over here with the rest of the kids and stop doing that. And then nap time, because the kids had to go to sleep, there was one little boy and he just kept rubbing his shit. I'm like, hey.
I don't know.
Hands. Go to bed. Go to sleep. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Wait till you get home. Jump in the restroom.
It's really awkward, dude.
It's gotta be, and it's dude, like, I'm sure.
What do I do?
Wow, crazy. So I was about 11. How old? 11?
Willard, 8th grade. Spice Channel, Scrambled.
No shit.
Yeah. What is
It's an elbow. Holy shit, that's the hottest elbow I've ever seen.
Dude, that was like the best.
Holy
that
shit, was scrambled like the, porn. Should that, that be the title of the fucking episode?
Scrambled porn.
All right, 14% say they were 11 to 13 years old. 19% say 14 to 16 years old when they first orgasmed. 27% of women say 17 to 19 years old. Interesting.
Wow.
18% say 20 to 24 years old. 4% say 25 to 29 years old, their first orgasm. 4%, wow. Small percentile, but still up there. 1% says 30 to 34 years old. Interesting.
It's like that scary movie where the guy comes for the first time and like blows her up. Fucking faucet of cum.
5% say 35 to 40 years old. And then 7% of people, women say, I don't remember. Interesting. How did you have your first orgasm? Oral sex. I was in a bathtub and there were jets. So again, bathtub talk. I was the kid rubbing up against the couch, not understanding what was happening. Masturbating. Okay. Those are the common answers that were given. And then have you ever had an orgasm? 84% of women ages 20 to 24 say yes. 92% of women aged 25 to 29 say yes. And 96% of women aged 30 and older say yes.
Nice.
So once you hit your 30s, you're going to come glory, I guess.
Well, I guess that's their peak.
Yes, for women.
How fucked up is that, Jesus? Where our peak is at like 18, 20.
18 to 25.
And then the women are like 40, 35 to 40.
And yeah, it's like, and it's better to fuck at the age. Like right now, physically, I'm not in my prime, but I still can bang one out, dude.
But it's like, what's doing the math right, here? What's going on here?
I know.
Thank you.
All right, so we're too old to fuck, ladies. So hey, thanks, guys, for listening to the first portion.
Yeah, we went very long, but that's cool.
Nothing but sex facts out.
Nothing but sex. Everyone loves sex. Sex sells.
I know,
right? Our numbers have gone up from last episode.
They're going to go back down probably after this
one. Oh, no, there's no interview. So our numbers, kryptonite is anything we put with interviews.
With interviews, nobody wants to listen to.
Destroys our numbers.
Yeah, seems like it, dude.
So.
All right, guys. Okay, share the podcast. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, iTunes, Stitcher, download us, share us. That's it. We'll be right back, guys.
Are you guys going to, you guys can find us on Nerdbong.
Yes.
You guys can find us on Dead Men Walking, Wicked Radio, Renegade Radio.
Yeah.
Listen to a lot of podcasts on there. Great stuff. And we will be right back
with some
comic talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Alrighty, we're back.
Comic talk.
We haven't been towed. The birds outside are just very peaceful.
Chirping. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. I'm not, no dogs barking, babies, and it's just more relaxing.
It's a gorgeous day, though. There's a nice breeze. Like, it's a beautiful day, man.
It's a beautiful day. I'm glad we decided to go with the front seats.
In the back seat would have looked odd.
The back seats would have looked a little odd. Two guys in the back seat.
And you said if one of us would have dropped something, which you did.
I dropped my vape and I go under and
you see his head bopping down.
My girl stands outside, starts throwing my shit out the door. Anyways.
All right, go for it, man.
We're going to go straight into comics. We went a little long on the
Sex Facts,
which was awesome. I liked it.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. So, all right, guys, let us know what you think. We're going to kill these quick, I guess, right?
Sounds good. All right, I read Gotham Academy 06, number 6, and we finally see Olive and Batman in the same room. There's been hints that she may have had a run-in with Batman in the summer. They really weren't clear. Batman is here to confront Killer Croc, and Olive is just in some kind of daze. Like, she's staring at them fighting. Like, she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Flashbacks. The cops show up, and Olive has a bag of fireworks, and she makes a distraction to get everybody out, but it backfires. She lights them up, and the place goes up in flames. Batman knows her by name, too.
By name, yeah.
And Killer Croc saves Olive
from the fire. Okay, powerful. I took a picture of that one and put it on Instagram. Everyone loved it.
It was powerful. It was a powerful picture.
The way Killer Croc, like you said, mentioned, saves her. Like, he's looking out for her. Yes, he's a villain. What's up, guys? And, it's just very cool. The art is lovely, and it's raining nicely. Go for it.
Her mother, we find out her mom's name is, I think we found out last issue too, mm-hmm. Sabi?
Yeah.
Was in Arkham with Killer Croc. Mm-hmm. And they seem to have been friends. Croc takes off after leaving Olive in the sewers. Mm-hmm. Takes her. And takes her to the sewers out. She heads back to the school. And you can see a team forming with Maps and the other girl.
Yeah.
They weren't really friends. But
even her ex-boyfriend too.
Her ex-boyfriend. It's kind of like a Scooby-Doo type group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of is, dude.
We get a flashback of all... Olive and her mother out of control. She seems to have control over fire.
Yeah, so Pyro.
Her abilities. Eyes are all flaming. Batman shows up and gives Olive a lecture. Mm-hmm. That's what Bruce Wayne likes to do, Batman. But she blames Batman for her mom's imprisonment. Mm-hmm. Batman is looking for her diary. So he's kind of there, but he's actually looking for the diary, too.
Yeah, he wants to know exactly what's going on.
But it may have been burned up in the fireworks. I doubt it. We get a story of a...
At the end of the issue.
We get a story, like, they're doing a presentation of the ghost, right? Millie Jane?
Yeah.
On how the Cobblepots had her committed to keep her secrets. Mm-hmm. She found her way out by captivity by costing her life. So she took her life. It was a story for the class. Maps figures out the mysterious symbol are inverted A's. Which may stand for Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it looks like it. They figured it out.
And they form a pizza club. And we get a new student that I won't spoil.
Oh, it's so good at the end, dude.
But damn, it's just got better.
Yeah, it's so fucking cool the way he sneaks in everything, dude. I love it.
Dude. Oh my god, this comic is so... It's
art is gorgeous.
It's just a relief in your pull list.
Yeah, it is, though, dude.
Like, you know it's going to be good. And it's not all fucking superheroes.
Yeah.
It's a group of kids, and it's not like... It's like Scooby-Doo, but not like that stupid.
You're totally right on that,
and it's
dude.
Just... Fuck. I can't wait to meet her. If I can meet her at WonderCon...
WonderCon, she's going to be there the whole weekend, dude.
She's going to be signing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be like, you...
I fucking love you. You're a badass.
Great job.
Yeah, we got to check out her panels, too, dude. I know they're going to
have
panels. All right, guys. Lupe, set your timer. I'm going to attempt fucking 5 and 5. So, nice. Set your timer and... On go. Suiciders number 2, I read. It's a futuristic world where a quake turned this city, you know, just demolished the city. It's high class and low society, with the entertainment being like a gladiator arena type of death fights. It fucking sucks, dude. Straight up, that's all it is. We learn about a character who came up on a ship, and we don't know if he's the antagonist or protagonist. I don't like it. I'm off board already. The empty number 2. It's a tree hugger broad. Her name is Leela, along with the warrior broad. Her name is Tenor, I believe. Anyways, dude, they make their escape after the elders literally banish them both from Tanner's home. They talk, they learn each other's customs, you know, and Leela, being able to grow trees, she's learning about the land, the rot, everything. They come across a tree where the rot is coming from, and using her powers, she finds out like it's a mech or technology that's part of the rot, not anything else of the land. Nice. So it was good. The art's gnarly. It's not bad though. Next one's gonna be Nightcrawler number 12, The Werewolves versus Nightcrawler and Company, which is Rico and Ziggy and the little Bamps, dude. Very cool the interaction, how Nightcrawler tells the kids, all right, you guys gotta get the fuck out of here, and the kids realizing like, we can help these other kids. So they part, you know, being X-Men, they decide to help out the kids. They put a plan together to take out the head honcho guy to help out Nightcrawler, and it's really cool to see, you know, that type of story. Mm. So it's very cool. I liked it a lot. Definitely dig on Nightcrawler. And the next one's gonna be Elektra number 11. A great cover, and the art's fucking lovely. It's Michael Del Mundo. I liked it because it's Elektra versus Bullseye, straight up, dude. He's back from the dead. He's been back for a while. He's been crippled, but now he's been healed. So they scrap. He beats the shit out of Elektra. She literally has to pick herself up. You know, like, she got her ass kicked that bad, and she has to combat him. So there's a new Assassin's Guild leader.
Nice.
Bullseye's like, you know, he tries to attack her. She saves, or Elektra blocks it. Elektra kills the fucking leader, who happens to be a 12-year-old little girl. And, you know, it's just Bullseye doing what he does. And he's like, you can't do both. It's either come after me or save the little girl.
Nice.
He's like, peace out. So it's nice to have Bullseye back. I liked it a lot. Aquaman number 40 was good. Aquaman versus his mom on her home world. What's up? Peace out. You're killing my time here, dude. Very cool. So they fight. She has, she banished him. She treats him as a bastard child. She doesn't want to accept that, you know, he's Arthur's her son. So they have a talk, and just very cool, heartfelt at the end where she realizes, like, shit, you helped me kill this fucking creature. Thank you. And she gives him his trident back along with, like, a pearl necklace. Like, if you ever need me, like, here you go.
Nice.
So very cool. I liked it. Next one's going to be Castaways, number one. So time traveling explorers get pushed to a Hawaiian rainforest. They appear to make it back. Current time, it's a futuristic dragon that has, you know, made its way back. The original crew has been disabled, but, you know, they still leave journals for each other, and they end up coming back together at the end. It fucking sucked. I really didn't care for it.
Nice.
That's 3, 4, 5. That's 5. Fuck it. Let's do one more, dude. Fuck it. Actually, that's it, dude. 5 and 5.
Well, I picked up, those are pretty good reviews, too, from, I think it's like under 3 minutes, dude, but...
Cool, thank you.
Nova 28, real short and sweet.
Love
as
it,
my
dude.
Girlfriend likes to call me. We have Nova stealing the mirror, Black Vortex, and having some major issues on if right to use it or not. He's having this struggle throughout this whole comic book. This mirror is just taunting him. The mirror wants him to accept him, but it shows him Rich Rider fate, his fate in... There was a quick series of Rich Rider and how, like, him and Thanos and
very cool, dude.
And Nova and they were all stuck there. But anyways, it shows him how it kind of shoves Sam away from the mirror. So I don't know why it showed him that. That was kind of weird. That was kind of so Nova hides it, hides the black mirror. He has to hide it, so he hides it in his room, which I think is hilarious, with a big cloth over it.
I know, and his mom's like, that better not be from space.
Yeah, that better not be from space. The mirror keeps tempting him. I love how we get a cameo of the collector.
Yeah.
And
he literally goes to his house.
Like, knock, 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 showing up at the doorstep and trying to bribe Sam's mom.
Yeah,
like,
totally, yeah.
Fucking jewels, whatever you want, my dick, whatever you need.
Awesome.
You are a single mother.
Awesome.
So Nova takes off with it and heads and finds himself in front of... He heads off and finds himself in front of Knife and Thane.
Yeah.
This is Daniel's son. Pretty powerful motherfucker, too.
Like, he wasn't powerful enough.
Yeah, they sucker punched Nova. He just loves getting sucker punched.
Well, he's a kid again, dude. Yeah. We gotta stress that out. I love the way it's written because he is a kid, though.
He's like 13?
He's gotta be like 14.
14 years old?
Yeah.
Let's see. I wonder if he just jerks off in space. That's his first orgasm.
Speaking of, I guess, right?
it takes the mirror. Dane takes it, and the mirror...
Drive-by status.
Changes him into a bad motherfucker. Great comic, the struggle from Nova, taking it easy. If you read this, please read Star-Lord number 10 because it's even a better Fallout.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So it's a great book,
as usual. Yeah, yeah. Gary Diggins, the writer, and then the art in there has been fantastic too, dude.
Yeah, it's by this last name.
Baldian.
Baldian.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, man. I think my book of the week this week was Uncanny X-Men number 32, dude. Honestly, dude. It's Bendis, and Bachalo is the artist, dude.
It's going to end soon.
It's going to end soon. Well, all the titles are going to end soon, for the most part. I like it a lot, dude. It's very cool. Probably the brother aspect of it. So Cyclops is literally by himself at their home base, and Havoc comes, you know, Alex comes to move in to help out Scott. Scott's packing up, and it's just cool brother interactions where... They have their differences, but the shit they've both been through, you know, and then Cyclops finally comes to terms with, like, I'm gonna turn myself in for killing Charles Xavier. And he's gonna man up, dude. And that's why he gave, it shows, you know, prior issue 2, how he gave up leadership of his X-Men crew, the Uncanny X-Men, to Storm. And everything he got in the will, he gave it away to Storm, and he's like, no, like
Cyclops being a man,
totally. And I've liked him and his revolution, which they've spoken about, you know, since issue number 1. And this issue was really cool because I liked a lot too, even the couple aspect between him and White Queen Emma Frost. You know, there's a flashback where she's like, I can read your mind, Scott. Like, there's a piece of you that I love, you know, like
his dick.
But yeah, pretty much, dude. And it's cool, she's like, she tells him sincerely, like, you know, you were able to read my mind, and you know, there's a part of you that I love besides your cock, that that, you know, like, I there's a good part of you, you know, right. and he's like, you know, she's even asked him, like, what is this mutant revolution about you keep talking about? And he tells her straight up, like, it was just a fucking threat. Everything we've done, they keep, you know, ostracizing us. They keep, you know, everyone wants to kill us. They keep torturing mutants. Nothing has changed. The dream of Charles Xavier is dead. I needed to fucking kickstart it and be like, you know, give everyone balls again. Like, you know, mutants are here to help people. But if you fuck with us, we're going to fucking come after you.
Nice.
That's what he tells her. And then she tells him back, like, it's a lie. Like,
oh, straight shit. Up, dude. Because she knows, like, you're full of shit. Yeah. Scott, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, because
I've seen your dick. I know exactly what's going down.
Yeah, so it was cool because as she's explaining this in this flashback, Alex, his own brother, even tells him, like, you gotta tell me, though, dude. Like, you don't have to turn yourself in, but what is this mutant revolution about? So he's just telling Alex. That's when the flashback happens, and he's talking to both of them. Although Emma tells her straight up, like, you're full of shit. Like, you went this far for a fucking reason, and I know what the reason is. So you're lying to me. So she takes off. But he tells Alex's own brother it was just a threat in case anything happened.
Wow.
So
you think that's full of shit, though?
He tells Alex, and obviously if he's lying to Emma, his ex-lady, they're working shit out. But he's lying to his brother, obviously, too. Now, maybe his cause might have changed throughout, but he hasn't turned himself in yet to the government or to S.H.I.E.L.D. So it can still go anywhere. But it's cool, too, because even the Uncanny X-Men, the younger kids,
peace out,
they're pissed off at Cyclops. Hijack takes off. He's like, fuck you. Goldballs gets pissed. All the kids get pissed. Like, dude, you told us you were going to help us. You said you were going to train us. Like, now you're bailing on us.
He can't turn himself in. He's not going to turn himself
in. I don't think so. So hopefully we see...
He may die.
Possibly. I hope not. I mean, the younger Cyclops is still around. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to end soon, like you said. So Bendis has been killing it. Bendis is not going to write X-Men anymore. There's not going to be an X-Men anymore. So
we're done.
Yeah, God, the art, damn. The writing has been fucking stellar the whole time through. You and I fucking talk about it a lot. But honestly, Adam and I were talking too. This week, fucking comic books fucking sucked a dick, dude.
Yeah, there was a lot of comics that came out, but they just weren't top notch.
No, like they were mediocre. There were a lot of fights and a lot of comics, and they all fucking sucked. Honestly, straight up, like, this is Book of the Week because it was written nicely without a fucking battle.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, heartfelt more than anything, and I liked it. I appreciated it. There were a few other comics that were top-notch, but again, like, the first 15, 20 comics I read all sucked a dick. I can talk...
skipped over them.
This whole thing could be fucking shitty Book of the Week fucking show. So, I mean, go for it. You got any more?
That is it for me, my friend.
Okay, that was one of my Books of the Week. The last one would have to be... fuck me, I lost you. Was Transformers Windblade number one, and it's the Combiner Wars has started, dude. I liked it a lot, dude. Marguerite Scott is the writer. So pretty much, Starscream is in charge. He sends out a Combiner, which are like the Constructicons, think of it that way, into Windblade's home world. So her home world. They need Energon cubes like every fucking Autobot Decepticon does.
The little squares, guys, remember the cartoon?
Yes, the purple ones. Yeah, yeah. So he sends them, you know, this new Combiner over to attack, and everyone's getting their ass kicked on her homeworld. So they use this teleporter, and they go to help him out. So actually, it wasn't even Starscream who sent the original one. I'm sorry. It's some little bastard. Rat Trap, I believe is his name. So he's an ex-Decepticon, but he plays, you know, both sides. So he sends it. He wants to take over using this Combiner. So Optimus says, okay, Starscream, you piece of shit, I know you're in charge, but I know you've been working on fucking the Superions, which are the Aerobots. He's like, send them fucking now to fucking help these people out. Starscream, you know, being a little bitch, he's like, okay, fuck it, let's do it. So he sends Superion over the Aerobots. Always, but now he's in charge. Yeah. He's actually the ruler. Okay. Of the Cybertronians, which is cool. And so very cool how Superion goes and he battles this new Combiner, and Superion just fucking rips him a new asshole. Like, he's like the Hulk. Like, I am the best there is. Like, nice. I am unstoppable. And he's kicked fucking the Constructicons' ass before. So very cool. They get sent over, and Starscream, his whole agenda is to take over this planet, this world. Before they teleport over, so Starscream goes over. Windblaze stops Optimus Prime. She's like, before you go, there's something I gotta tell you. On my home world, there have been 9 primes before. They're all fucking dead. We adore, we look up to the primes. She's like, once you cross over, they're gonna treat you like royalty because you are a living Prime.
Nice.
So he's like, oh fuck, like I can't even rule Cybertron, right. And you, what's gonna happen? She's like, I just wanted to tell you now before we go over. So it ends like that, and
the mansion's gonna be sucked
every night, dude. Totally. And so he goes over, and they all take a knee right away, and Starscream looks at it like, what the fuck? You know, always Starscream being Starscream, but you know, so how it's gonna end from here or where it's gonna go? I liked it a lot. It was a nice, refreshing read than from what I've read before, so it's cool. I liked it a lot, dude. So Book of the Week, Uncanny, Windblade was fucking good. Darth Vader number 3 was fucking really sick, dude. Vader starting his own bandit fucking crew.
Yes,
with
dude, man.
Suicide fucking droids, literally, straight up. With a new chick, like Han Solo-ish character. I loved the fuck out of, dude. That's fucking great. So Batman and Robin number 40 was great, dude. At the end, it was good to see Batman and Robin back together again, dude. So I liked the panels, and it's great, dude. So that's about it, dude. That's all I got.
That's cool. That's cool. We went, yeah, it was okay, like we said. And I think hopefully next week will be some better comics. We don't really know what day we're going to be, because we're going to be at WonderCon.
Let's talk about that. We got time still, dude.
We're going to be at WonderCon, guys. If you guys want to come visit us, you can always tweet Joe. If you tweet me, I'll probably ignore it. That's what I do. And we can meet up. We're going to have, hopefully, we're going to have our t-shirts. We're going to have some giveaways.
Yes.
So
we got new cards that are sick, guys. I'm gonna post those up. We're gonna give those out, toss them out really galore, dude.
We're
gonna whore ourselves out like we normally do.
Is Jake going?
Jacob, I don't know. I'll hit him up. Okay. Lupe's going. Jesse's going. Ed, if you're gonna go, hit us up, dude. We can hook up.
Oh, I gotta do a shout out to Jester.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Go
so.
For it.
So my birthday's coming up. If you guys want to send me presents, go ahead and DM me.
I'll buy them on Amazon, his presents, though, guys. Yeah, on our link,
send them to me. But Jester, I was trying to figure out some prices on some cakes. He gave me a great price. However, I have some black eyes from my sister and mom, because they figured out that I was going to buy a cake, and they they have a set that they're going to make it. Plus, I'm diabetic, so I can't really
sugar-free.
I can't really eat the cake. They do make sugar-free. I believe they do. I talked to them. They said they haven't perfected it, but they will.
They got back to you pretty quick.
They
dude.
Did very good.
Christy, his wife or fiance.
Fiance. Customer service is excellent. Guys, if you have any kind of parties or weddings, this is the place to go. Go on our website, hit their website.
Boston Avenue.
And then email them, and they'll get back to you real quick.
Yeah, dude. Way cool people. So support them. Again, click on all our links. Support the podcast on Amazon, on Audible. You guys can find us on nerdbong.com. You guys can find us on wickedradionetwork.com and
Renegade Radio.
RenegadeRadioNetwork.com.
I believe we're still on Thursday, 7 to 10. I have to talk to Charlie. I think we're still on.
Yeah, that. I feel... Actually, we got to hit them up, dude. Okay, so this weekend, like you mentioned, is WonderCon. We're going to have a busy week, dude.
We have a busy week. A lot of walking around. A lot of hot, sweaty, ugly men.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. But anyways, we do this. We love it.
Yeah. We're getting into these cons for free. In 2 more weeks, we have a Star Wars Celebration.
Yes.
So we got back to
green
back
room, motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what that consists of, and even
that's backstage, bro.
Even the emails for WonderCon, I've been getting a lot. I'm sure you have been too. Like to do like not meet and greets necessarily, but like press fucking
press,
literally fucking round table fucking interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
mean, that's pretty cool. Nice. I put us in for a few of them, and one of the people got back to me. She's like, okay, what's your co-host name so I can get you guys in? A new show that's going to come on Fox, I believe. It was after Empire. There was a preview with what's his name, dude? Matt Dillon, I believe, is the star. It's like a weird town. Like, they
Matt
can't
Dillon?
Leave this town. Yeah. I'll look into it, dude. But it looked really cool just off of the previews. And I looked up the trailer. It does look cool. So if we can get a drop from fucking him or anybody.
Yeah, dude. That'd be cool.
And again, Becky Cloonan, we're going to hound this weekend.
Yes, I will stalk her.
Your boyfriend's going to be there.
Bendis.
And Remender.
Me and Remender, we're kind of...
You're off? Kind of broke up.
No more strange dick.
So he's going to have a panel. I mean, the whole weekend is going to be jam-packed. I did print out the schedule and the panels. Helicopter?
We should put that on online so people know where we're at. Like, what we're going to be doing.
Panels. We could, dude. Yeah.
Well, I'll figure something out.
And then highlight them. And yeah. So again, if you guys want to join us, you guys are more than welcome to, dude. We would love to even interview you guys out there. So Ed, come on out. Loops, come on out. Jake, hopefully we see you, homie. We love you, dude.
And new faces.
Yeah, yeah, totally,
dude.
Hit
us up.
We know we're a different fucking podcast, dude, than a lot of podcasts out there. Yeah, there are a grip load. And share us, guys. We know we're not the best. We're just fucking top fucking notch over here.
Top notch.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, helicopters, planes, we got everything for you guys. We're not your typical comic podcast. All right, you guys can find my boy, Adam.
Rem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4, the villain. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com. Share us, rate us. We still have the contest going for shirts, for comics, for science shit. So, all right, man. Till next week, guys.
Peace out.
Peace out.